All right, welcome back to Multifamily Live. I'm Jason Urusi. Excited to talk to you today about market study. So it's been a minute, so it's best to get back to basics as we're looking currently in today in today's market. So market study. Many are asking, and when you go to invest in apartment buildings, you just say, hey, I want to buy an apartment building. And the question comes up, well, where? Well, the big key piece is to honestly look first at your market, right? Is the market you're in attractive, right? Does it have desirable factors? Is it things that bring people here? Do you see growth? Do you see job growth, population growth? Do you see good schools? Do you see good income levels, right? And if not, then you have to ask yourself, what is the market area of interest? So for us, we're going to take, let's say, Nashville, right? Nashville can be a market where we can look at Nashville as a whole, but usually we're investing in one part of Nashville. And it could even be a submarket. Today we stand and we live in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So we put a lot of focus into the submarket of Nashville called Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And do we invest on all sides of Murfreesboro? No, we invest in certain areas, just like we do in Nashville. So understanding your market, that your market itself is not all treated the same. Think about the city you live in, right? If you live in a big town, you live in a big city, right? You live in one part of the city for a reason, right? Maybe it's more attractive in terms of the housing opportunities right there. Maybe it's closer to your job or the job resources. Maybe it's better in the path of progress. Maybe you have children or planning to have children. It puts you in a better area where better schools are, right? You've picked this place for a reason. The same holds true for multifamily investing. In our first market, which was Louisville, Kentucky, we invested only in the south and the south side areas of Louisville, Kentucky. The reasoning behind that is because the workforce housing, right? The need for housing, where people who were working the factory jobs, who were working the jobs that fit the type of complex we were buying, that's where they all lived. That's where all of the garden style housing was lived. So we focused on buildings that were 75 apartment units to 150 apartment units that were BC assets, meant that they were built between 1970 and 2005. They were also in the south side, in the south central submarkets of Louisville. And so we wanted to be really focused on there. So it was good access to all the highways, a good access to Path of Progress, good resources. There was available schools. We were not into a grocery desert or food desert, right? We had opportunities there and we had a lot of the garden style apartments that fit the workforce housing in that area. So as you look at your area, is there population growth? We typically look for at least a trend of positive population growth, right? So 2 or 3%. You can find a lot of this through the Census Bureau. You also want to look at inflows and outflows, right? So you look at inflows of people versus outflows. One great thing is that U-Haul puts out a report, right? U-Haul, where you rent to move things, right? Puts out a report of where people are moving and where people are moving from, right? Because they have their trucks go out of state and sometimes don't come back to that state, right? So as many times you may get a U-Haul truck and you're in Kansas and you have a truck with a license plate from Idaho, right? Because people are moving from one area for many different reasons, you know, change of scenery or new job or new opportunities or anything of fill in the blank. Then you want to look at the growth of jobs, right? Are there new jobs coming, right? Is there a need for jobs? Because that's going to drive the need for housing. And is there diversity in the jobs? For us, we want to be in areas where there's a jobs in plenty. Right, we want to be in areas that have a massive amount of jobs, but also very diverse. We don't want to be in areas that are strictly driven by one major employer, whether it be a university or whether it be some form of just one hospital, or it could be the military. Right, where some major change in that employment base could massively disrupt the ability for the area, right? Think of a steel town that no longer has the need for the steel employer, and employer shapes up or shops out, right? You want to think about your employment setting. So Louisville, Kentucky has Humana for healthcare that now has brought Aetna for healthcare, has Churchill Downs, which serves many needs for all of the horse industry, right? Has Amazon. Of course, FedEx and UPX are major hubs. Louisville, Kentucky is one of the major hubs because it serves as a central point in the United States that you can get to Seattle and New York in the same amount of time, right? So it serves as a central hub, right? You also are there by the river, so have a number of ports that come in there. Then beyond there, it has the University of Louisville, has other access to just other employers that are there just on a small level, major franchises, all these things that are keeping and bringing people to this area. So if one fails or one comes up short in their ability to continue to improve, it doesn't take down the economy. So we look for that, right? We look at who are the people that are coming there? What are the people's needs, right, in terms of jobs? What are the income level, right? So for us, we always wanted to keep in a threshold of about $35,000 a year to about $90,000 a year. That seems like a wide spread, depending on the market you're in. That's a middle level of income. Because if we're buying apartment communities, you want to make sure that the jobs there are going to support income, because that income is going to be necessary for people to be approved for being within rentals and then going forward to get approved to be able to rent that unit and afford to pay the rent. So ask yourself right now, are you really paying attention to your market? You're paying attention to the reasons people are there, the things that are bringing people to that market, the areas, right? Where are the good schools? You can go on another site like greatschools.org. It can show you where the A-rated schools, the B-rated schools, the C-rated schools, the D-rated schools, right? Because if you're in an area that has no access to either jobs or no access to good schools, why are people going to come there? Why are people going to continue to stay there? Or is it going to be a place that you're constantly pushing to get away from? So take your step to the next level in terms of market study. Be accountable to yourself. Be accountable to your investments to say, this is why people are here, right? This is why people want to be here. These are the drivers that keep people here. This is why, you know, if I was to live here, these would be some of the attractive metrics. And then look at who your tenant is. What kind of income level should they be? Where would they be working? What would the avatar tenant be? This market study puts you in the best position to win when you are seeking opportunities, because you know who is going to fill those opportunities. If you'd go out there and be diligent and accountable to yourself on doing these market studies, what do you think you're going to be set up for? The answer is success. So this is just the tip of the iceberg of what we do here at our company as part of Seven Figure Multifamily, right? This is what we do to analyze communities and that come in the areas that we want to invest in. And we are going to cover this in depth on May 9th, 10th, and 11th at Multifamily Live, right? So if you haven't heard before or you've been before this year, we have the opportunity to do this event virtually. So May 9th, 10th, and 11th, you can join us from anywhere, right? All you need is computer and internet connection. So go over to multifamilyliveevent.com and you're going to find we're going to have a virtual event teaching in depth all the strategies we do to find opportunities, to understand the markets, to put together the teams, to raise capital. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what we do for a market study. Can't wait for you to join us. Go out there today. Get your ticket. I mean, tickets here are just at rock bottom prices for only a short few weeks. But then we're going to be into the ticker here because we only have so many spots available. Let's do that today. Let's take action. Get you on your journey to not only find your next opportunity, but find that apartment community that can set you up for not only today, but for many years to come. This is Multifamily Live. I'm Jason Yerusi. Let's go.